In Katyali, a rural community of 3,000 people, voters lined up Sunday to vote in one of three elementary school classrooms. Each had one cardboard voting booth and one plastic transparent ballot box. Two women who walked 11 kilometers from a smaller village were shown to the head of the line. When the polls closed at 5 o'clock, over 80% of the 907 voters had voted. The teachers, working a very long day as election officials, had been told that someone from the Electoral Commission would arrive to help with the vote count. But no vehicle appeared on the dirt road. Night was approaching, and the school had no electricity. Fortunately, their box of supplies included two battery lanterns. "We only received a very short training," one of the young teachers confessed nervously. But they were determined to do this exactly right. It was a sentiment you saw on every face all day. We have one card to play, one chance to pull our country out of the mud. The teachers working for the Independent Electoral Commission wore vests in green, white, and orange, the national colors. One read out the steps for counting the votes in the instruction booklet they had been given. He asked for six voters who could read and write. They, along with the party representatives, would sign as witnesses. The six took their places in the old wooden desks. He cut the plastic ties, closing the ballot box, and dumped the folded ballots on the floor. Another teacher drew columns on the blackboard. Dusk was falling, and bats flew in and out above their heads, making small metallic cries. Everyone was hot and tired, and the air was thick with tension. All day, people had been smiling and holding up their ink-stained fingers, but now the room was dead serious. The young teacher unfolded the first ballot and called out the result. "Look," he insisted nervously, holding it up high, facing out. "Does everyone see? Does everyone agree?" The room murmured yes. One by one, the ballots were unfolded and displayed.
Alassane. Alassane.
Six ballots were not filled out correctly and couldn't be counted. The popular comedian who has promised to lower the price of beer got one vote, and the room let out a chuckle. The first woman to run for president had one supporter. President Laurent Gbagbo received five votes from that box. Former President Badier, six. The vast majority went to the opposition candidate, Alassane Ouattara, a northerner who had been excluded from previous elections. The six participants signed, and everyone moved to the next classroom. They had to read these ballots by flashlight.
Laurent Gbagbo.
The older people voted when the Ivory Coast was a one-party state. They re-elected the same president every 5 years, although he made no campaign promises. But this time, the United Nations and the international community had their back. The farmers, most of whom cannot read and write, touched their fingers to an ink pad and voted their choices. The vote was a referendum on 10 years of instability and exacerbated poverty. When all three ballot boxes were emptied and counted, the incumbent president received 17 votes out of 744. Now there is a 3-day wait for the results. But in the village, the granaries are empty and the rice must be harvested.